You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, a bit of a shock last week with Bournemouth scoring four at Upton Park. That was a big shot, wasn't it? Bournemouth getting four at Upton Park.
Well, that's for some people, yeah.
Well, they could have been a lot more by all accounts. I mean, I only saw the brief highlights, but reading all the match reports, they could have scored one 6 or 7. That's how bad West Ham were. So, a bit on the short side, aren't they? 23-20. But I'm saying that against about Leicester as well. I mean, you know, you don't know you want to back Leicester away from home at less than 3-1. Don't know what another. This is a tough one. There's some easy fixes to call here, but some real toughies, and this is one of them. I'm tempted with the draw here, 12-5. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a high score. You know, one of those draws with both teams to score.
Yeah,
that's got all the hallmarks of that. I think 23-20 is too short for Bournemouth. Impressive though they've been recently.
Goals here, I think, Lee.
Yeah, I mean, I think that without being too boring about it, I can't call it either, really. And I think, you know, the under 2.5, over 2.5 is a pick 'em. It's 10-11 each of two, and I was really surprised to see that. I thought over 2.5 would be the clear favourite.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the games have gone, I think that Bournemouth's last two performances have been okay. You know, the performance against Liverpool, I wasn't as impressed as a lot of people were, just because they weren't creating that much. They were having pot shots from outside the area, but I didn't think they created too many cast iron chances. Well, they certainly did against West Ham, and you know, you look at the performances that they struggled to get going, and they scored those, you know, four at West Ham. They scored four at Hartlepool. Which I know it's, you know, they should be scoring goals at a team like Hartlepool, but they're in confident mood. I just wonder if they'll take Leicester a little bit lightly here. Because Leicester aren't doing anything wrong either. They scored four in their League Cup game as well. Brilliantly named Joe Dodu scored, didn't he? He scored a hat-trick. Great. You know, they're in goal-scoring form. They scored two against West Ham away, scored four against Sunderland as well. They were scoring in pre-season. The only team they haven't scored more than one against was Tottenham. I think just over 2.5 for me. The draw and over 2.5, which obviously you need a 2-2 draw or bigger, is 9-1.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, you've only got 2-2 or 3-3 on your side, to be fair. So, you know, other people may just prefer just to back the 2-2, which is 14-1. But you never know with these two teams at the minute. 3-3 at 50s.
Riyad Mahrez, a man that you mentioned last week on the podcast, Lee, is performing superbly well at the moment. Six in his last six in the Premier League.
Yeah, really good.
He looked a decent player last season, didn't he, as well? There was a guy I always always thought was great. He never got a look in anywhere, Jason Puncheon. And he's come to the fore, and this guy from Leicester is doing the same. Yeah, yeah. I like the look of him.
I've always thought he was punching above his weight there a little bit. But on the goal scorers for Leicester, if you think they're going to be goals like Derek and I both do, the shortest price of any of the is Shinji Okazaki, 2-1. And you know, so if you're looking for a goal scorer, bet there's a few tasty prices in there.
Yeah, that might be a weigh-in actually. It's a good look. Yeah, I like the look of that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.